This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Speaking of Kip Herridge, that's our sponsor of this segment, and I think you all need to memorize the three most important letters you'll ever need to know, VRA, 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 because Kip Herridge runs VRA, VRAinsider.com. It's an investment newsletter, not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. He spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street, and then he left to found VRA in 2003. And here's the big news. Only for my fans of USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. The guy's amazing. He's got like a crystal ball.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. My name is Lee Elsie. And yes, I'm filling in for the warrior himself, Wayne Allyn Root. Special guest. I swear I've talked to this guy before. I know Wayne has. Lowell Ponte, the book, The Great Withdrawal. Lowell, good evening. Thanks for coming on War Now.
Always a pleasure to be on with you.
All right, so the book is about how our freedoms are going to disintegrate or will be extinguished in front of our very eyes?
Oh, actually, there's been seven books that Craig Smith, who you see on every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, and I have done. That's about a middle book, maybe number four or five of the ones we've done. But nevertheless, the current book is Money, Morality, and the Machine. But the point is, all of them are trying to explain just how the government has rigged the economic and political environment, woven them together, and basically taken real money away from people so that there is a systematic robbery going on. I also do a weekly column, the current theme of which is an amazing article written for the left liberal webzine Slate by Christina Cotarucci. Her point is the grandkid strike. She says that it's a great idea to change your parents' bad voting habits by refusing to breed. By using childbearing and rearing literally as a political weapon. She would enforce this on her own parents, mind you, via voting booth selfie. That is, you're casting your ballot. You'd actually have to take a picture of it to show that you voted the way she wanted. Or you would have to fill out an absentee ballot and then give it to her to mail, signing it, proving that you voted for the sufficiently progressive candidate of your choice.
Wow.
Kids were supposed to biblically show respect and honor for their mother and father, and now you extort them. Now you hold babies as ransom in order to get what you want. Why? Because really, millennials don't want to have babies. Millennials want to be the family baby. They want to have everyone else just caring for them. They want to live in mom and dad's basement forever. And that means they never grow up. They're eternally infantilized. They can therefore quite naturally vote socialist, because when you think about it, socialism is kind of like when you were a kid. You know, mom and dad are there, and they're going to provide the housing, the food, the clothing, and so on. You don't have to do a thing except take orders.
I could not agree with you more. Then my question is, when did that happen? When did we go off the reservation? When did we go off the rails, to be more politically correct? Because I don't feel like that. You don't feel like that. So is it...
I'm a boomer.
I would be embarrassed if I live my life like these millennials and these liberals live their life, where they're hand-to-mouth from their mommy and daddy, like you just said. I think you're 1,000% right.
In the first place, I grew up in California in an environment where every year housing prices went up a little bit more. But the safest thing you could invest in was a house. And then suddenly comes Barack Obama taking over the government at about the same time in 2008, the property prices collapse. The average American family loses 39% of their net worth almost overnight. It's a collapse forced, by the way, by government policy, putting a gun to the head of banks and saying we're going to shut you down, in effect, unless you give mortgages to a whole lot of credit-unworthy people. Faith that people had in economics here, in capitalism, suddenly collapsed just as these kids were coming of age. Then you have the second problem. Scientists have been measuring IQ in Europe and here. And what have they found?
It's going down.
It's going down.
I heard that.
The average American IQ of the millennial generation has gone down 3 to 6 points or more. Now, the funny thing is, there was back in 1978 a novel by Arthur Herzog called IQ 83 about a plague that causes the average human intelligence to fall that far. Remember, the average is 100 in theory, which means that every second person you pass when you're walking down the sidewalk has an IQ of 100 or less. That's the Democratic Party. That's their constituency. Understand that. So, just back in the 2017 Vox, this left-wing, millennium-oriented webzine told its millennial readers not to worry if their own test showed an IQ lower than they expected. The article's author admitted his IQ was 83.
Are you kidding me?
No, he did. Just like the just like the novel. By the way, sperm count has also plunged.
Yeah, and I saw that too.
I mean, clearly something is affecting people. We know that when Barack Obama, science advisor John Holdren, was advocating for stopping overpopulation in the world, he had advocated adding chemical sterilants to the world's food and water supplies with a temporary antidote given only to those chosen by the government.
Mm.
In other words, with the Democratic Party now openly anti-Semitic, we have a new genocide that's possible. I mean, the government only has to say, oh, well, you need an antidote to have children. No Jews need apply.
Wow.
No politically incorrect people need apply because we've decided you're not going to have any more children, any more generations. So fertility is drying up among the millennials even as they threaten on children. I'll abort this baby if you don't vote the way I tell you to. Which is odd because who the heck is going to pay your Social Security when the time comes if you've aborted all your babies?
That's a good point.
Well, I guess you'll have to let in lots of illegal aliens.
Well,
anyway, that's
yeah.
The kind of writing I do. By the way, Money, Morality, and the Machine that I mentioned, you can get absolutely free and post-paid, thanks to Craig's generosity, if you simply call a toll-free number. We'll pay the postage and everything. It's absolutely free, 250-page nonfiction book that reads like a novel. It is a page-turner. Wayne Allen Root would be proud.
Yeah.
800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean. Number to call for your free book, 800-630-1492.
Write that down, because I got to get that myself. That's a good one. All right, so I want to go back real quick, because you had mentioned, I'm fascinated by that IQ. I read the same article, or articles, I'm sure, that you did, and it's not genetic either, right? They're saying that it's not passed along. It's just happening, right?
Well, we don't know. If you have people who are taught in socialist schools, we survive that. If you have people who are taught not how to think, but what to think.
Right.
If people are taught that they can get by being stupid, if people, and this is the real fear that folks have, a recent Italian scientific study in Milan suggested that people who watch Twitter every day and other of these social media outlets become addicted and hypnotized by it, and their IQ does tend to fall. And what are kids in the basement going to do? Of course, they've been joined now by Rachel Maddow and her ratings at MSNBC. They're all in the basement together, yeah. And apparently very happy.
I guess, sure. The collapse.
But they get this bizarre. I mean, my God, look at what just happened. Joe Biden decided to take a moral stand. He was going to stand up for the Hyde Amendment and say, I'm not going to let taxpayer money be used for abortions. And within barely 24 hours, he had totally reversed his position as Zero Hedge, the magazine, put it. He must have suffered terrible whiplash. This was a guy who utterly reversed himself in the classic turncoat fashion. Can a president be that indecisive, that cowardly? Is democracy now voting not for the person who has the most moral principle, but but who has absolutely zero principle and is willing to change on a dime whenever the mob demands so. Apparently Joe Biden is an absolutely obedient creature here to the mob. Well, we don't need anybody like that as president.
Well, maybe that's why he's leading by double digits in the polls. Are you surprised by that, by the way?
Well, I'd like to think the left hasn't totally taken over the Democratic Party. There are still actual patriotic American Democrats out there. I'm a libertarian myself, so I'm rather skeptical of both parties. But this suggests that at least there are some people who were willing to stand by Joe Biden. But now, as it turns out, that he's standing up for China after China gave his son a $1 billion investment. That was the Chinese military, by the way, operating through a company. Now that we know a good deal about the corruption he's followed in his life, between that and his ability to flip-flop, would you really dare vote for a person like that?
Well, you know, corruption on the left is not as egregious as corruption on the right, right?
Oh, of course not. No, corruption on the right is at least taken from people's pockets voluntarily. In theory, however bad capitalism may be. But when they take it involuntarily,
right.
When they put a gun to your head
and
say, you are going to support this or that crazy idea, I'm a little bit put off. And the Democrats now are vying, my God, Elizabeth Warren, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and so on. They have now long since crossed the $100 trillion line for programs they're pledging in order to buy people to vote. This is just nutcase.
Nutcase is right. Lowell Ponte, I wish I could talk more. I'm sorry, I am out of time. So down the road, we'll have to schedule a little bit more time to have the conversation. But one more time, tell everybody where they can get this fabulous book. And it's free, and I don't know how you can beat free. So tell everybody
free,
if you can.
Free, most paid, will not cost you a penny. 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sail the ocean. But again, 800-630, you can remember it. Just like the drive. 800-630-1492.
No, I like you. You're sarcastic. I like that humor. You're a funny guy. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll talk down the road again soon. All right, I do got to run. War Now. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, and we got about 90 minutes to go, halfway in. We still have a couple guests. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation will join me after the bottom of the hour comes and goes, and then my good pal, who's actually a neurologist, he works at UConn, and he also works for the New York Yankees, which is going to make Chris very excited, but we'll chat with Dr. Anthony Alessi at the top of next hour. So all of that is coming up. Myself, again, is here sitting in Wayne's seat. I hope he's not mad about that, but the number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. If you want to check in, I got a couple minutes. We can grab a couple calls. I will tell you this. So over the course of a week, just to let you know, like a little behind the curtain, like you're looking at Oz, those of us in the talk radio game accumulate stuff, right? So, you know, I start getting my stuff on Sundays. So Sunday comes rolling around, I get in front of my computer. Usually I try to stay away from everything on Saturday. But Sunday, you know, you got to get back at it on Monday. So Sunday I start to accumulate stuff. I look at stories. I print them out. I probably print out a tree's worth of stories a day. And you get a stack of stuff, and by the time Friday comes rolling around, you want to just unleash. So I have a stack of stuff. So somewhere along the line, before the end of the show tonight, I'll unleash some of the, some stories that aren't necessarily political in nature, or even, I don't know, like front line, top of the fold, top page in the newspaper, you know, newsworthy, if you will. Just some stuff that you may find interesting. I'll try to share that with you before the end of the show tonight. I did run across this story, which is right here in my own backyard. So Newport, Rhode Island, and this is kind of creepy. So the military is investigating the president of the United States Naval War College amid allegations that he spent excessively abused his hiring authority and otherwise behaved inappropriately, including keeping a margarita machine in his office. Sorry. He also, this is a guy from the Biden school. He's, addicted to hugging. He gives out free hugs, and he has Twister games in his office along with the margarita machine. And that's at the United States Naval War College. I'm sorry, man. I could told you. I don't know if I've told you guys this. I tell my own listeners this all the time. I'm not saying this guy is wacky or whacked or whatever. It just seems like there's a lot of inappropriate stuff going on. I don't know if there's a reason to have a margarita machine in your office at the United States Naval War College. And I doubt that you probably need to be playing Twister with the folks who are going to the United States Naval War College. But I've told you, if you take a walk around your neighborhood at any time, any given time, day or night, and, you know, you don't have to be a peeper, but, you know, you're walking the dog, you see the light on, you look in, and you say, well, okay, maybe those people are okay, but I can almost guarantee you, one out of 10 people in your neighborhood, they got a serious screw loose. I mean, and if you don't know who it is that has that screw loose, it could be you. It could be you. I hate to tell you. I mean, there's that old adage, if you're at a poker game and you look around and you're trying to find out who the fish is and you can't figure it out, well, guess what? You're the fish. So, anyway, Naval War College amid some investigations, and I'll try to follow that story as close as I can, since literally it's in my own backyard. So, again, I also had a friend who went to the Naval War College, so I'll see what that is all about with him. So if you guys want to call in, once again, the number is 833-927-8255. A couple other stories that maybe hadn't hit the front page. Here's one that I find is kind of interesting. So I don't know who these guys are, but in Georgia, the police raided this. Are you ready for this? This VHS rental store. I said VHS. So these geniuses, these brain surgeons, set up a front. The front, like, I mean, the front was a VHS store. So who has a DVD? Who has a DVR? Who has a VA? I mean, I think this is hilarious. These guys, the bottom line is, it was a front for a gambling ring, okay? But what genius said, I got an idea. Let's set it up as a VHS rental store, as if anybody in the world has VCRs anymore. All right. I guess I find it. Maybe it's just me that finds that funny. Because I can't, you see Rocco and you know, Double Thumbs Tony going, hey, how you doing? I'll rewind that tape for you in no time flat. No problem. No problem at all. How much you want on the Giants? 20 times, you got it. All right. Listen, we'll be back. USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War Now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back in the United States and expressing confidence that a deal will be struck with Mexico soon. The president has threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico in a dispute over illegal immigration. Regarding tariffs, former Small Business Administrator Linda McMahon tells Fox News,
But, you know, tariffs won't give you a moment of pause. How is it going to affect us? So I think the fact that we are getting, it's good news, I think, on what we're hearing this afternoon relative to the Mexican tariffs. And so I hope that we will get that resolved.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd in York, Pennsylvania, where he urges Democrats to work with the president on immigration.
The time has come for Congress to act and stand with this president to end the crisis of illegal immigration.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street for the week. The Dow gained 263 points to close at 25,984. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV. And I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because of my doctor suggests I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset. When you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
Welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network and War Now, and one of my favorite guests to bring on, Heritage Foundation. He's actually down in Washington right now, Tommy Binion. Tommy, how are you tonight, and welcome to War Now.
I'm great. I hope you are. Great to be with you.
The DREAM Act. Tell me a little bit about this. Talk to me.
Yeah, so this is a major priority of the Democrats. Of course, the DREAM Act is an amnesty bill for illegal immigrants who arrived in the United States as children. In this bill, if you get two sworn affidavits that say you were here as a child, then you qualify for this amnesty. So it's a wide-open platform for fraud. What worries me the most about this, though, is that amnesty is the reason that the pressure on the border is so high. Think back to when President Obama launched DACA, which is a similar type of amnesty that only went to about 700,000 people. Now we've got a crisis of children showing up on our southern border illegally. What happens is there's an education process. And folks in the Northern Triangle realize if you show up in the U.S. with a child and claim asylum, basically you get into the interior of the United States with a notice to appear in court sometime maybe a year or a year and a half from now.
Right.
That's a pretty good deal. That's why there are so many people trying to cross the southern border today, right now, as we speak. That is the reason. So what do the Democrats in Congress do? They make it worse. They passed an amnesty five times the size of that, and they refuse to add any element of enforcement or security to it. In fact, those amendments were banned from the bill.
So let me go back to sworn affidavits. Well, what's the parameters of that? Because like you said, that's going to be ripe with fraud. There's no question about that.
Right. So in the bill, there's a list of things that you have to do to prove that you qualify for permanent legal status, that you qualify to receive this amnesty. One of the things you have to do is prove you were here before a certain date as a child. How do you prove that? You can submit two sworn affidavits from friends of yours.
Could be a friend of yours. Could be your best buddy.
Correct.
So you do his, he does yours.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And we know, you know, this is federal government policy making. We know that kind of a thing, if it's so easy to commit fraud will happen.
Sure.
And especially when the prize is so great, American citizenship. It's the greatest gift you can be given.
Okay, so you've got these people who are making it here any way they possibly can to claim asylum. You had mentioned earlier here that, you know, you get a promise to appear. Last time I checked, 90% of the people who get that promise never show up again. You never see them. They disappear into the mist of this country, and they go into the underground illegal community.
I think it's a problem of political gridlock. This is an obvious flaw in our asylum law. Basically, if you show up as a family unit or an adult with a child and you say, I am claiming asylum, a series of events has been triggered that's prescribed by law enacted by the Congress and by precedent enacted by the court. Basically, you get what's called a credible fear hearing. almost everybody gets credible fear. Then you get some future court date where an immigration judge will decide whether or not you qualify for asylum. You mentioned 90% of the people don't show up. About the same percentage aren't granted asylum of those that do show up. So even if you show up, the standard is pretty high to get asylum.
Right.
So, but in the meantime, because we're so overwhelmed, that court date's not going to be for a year or a year and a half. So we give you a court date. It's called a notice to appear. Guess what? Notice to appear also serves as work authorization. You're going to be in the interior of the United States. You can work. So if you're in Guatemala today, and you can make it to the southwest border, you can claim asylum and be admitted into the interior of the United States, you know, the next morning or the following morning, you're going to do that. That's why there are so many thousands pouring in today. That's why this year we're going to have 1.1 million people on the border. Because of that flaw, and we can't fix it because of partisan gridlock. We can't fix it because the Democrats won't do anything because they hate this president on a personal level. This is the greatest nation on earth, and that's where we are because of a petty personal disagreement. We can't fix it.
You and me would probably do the same thing if we were living in Guatemala, right? So we're living in Guatemala. We have no money. We're going to make it here somehow, some way. We say political asylum. We get it. A year and a half, I'm working someplace if I'm willing to do it. Go, you know, whatever manual labor is out there, I'll go do it. It'll be a lot more money than I can make where I am. The left is going to say, Tom, that, you know, we need to have a heart. We need to see this guy, you know, just wants to work and he wants to make money and he wants to be productive. But how much of this can we absorb? And then on the flip side of that, how many people actually fit the criteria of what I said? And how many other folks are just trying to get here? Because once they get here, they get into the system and the system tends to care for the people that are here.
We are the most generous nation on planet Earth in every category, but we are also the most generous nation on planet Earth in terms of legal immigration. We admit legally 1 million immigrants a year. The answer to your question, how much of this can we absorb, has been answered by the legal immigration system. We can absorb about 1 million. Well, illegal immigration doubles that number, or at least this year will double that number, so we cannot absorb that many. So of course we want to be compassionate, but we already are. Of course we want to be generous, but we already are more generous than anybody else on the planet. And our generosity, frankly, is being taken advantage of. Yes, it is a sympathetic situation, but we cannot throw open our borders. We have a generous immigration system already. I don't know what's going to give, but this crisis has reached a fever pitch. It's going to get worse, and the reason it's going to get worse is because the agencies involved, Border Patrol and HHS, are out of money. The president made a supplemental appropriations request to get more money. The New York Times admonished the Democrats for not giving it to him, and they still refuse. That money is not coming from the United States Congress, so are we so sympathetic that we're unwilling to fund the agencies that are dealing with this crisis? It's going to get worse in the next few weeks, and the Congress is going to be to blame.
Yeah, it never seems to be enough. Whatever we do, it's never enough. It's always got to be more. We're not helpful enough. We're not caring enough. We're not sympathetic enough. And like you had just said, enough is enough. I don't know how much more we can absorb. I think it's changing the whole dynamic. Certainly it's changing the dynamic of the southern border states for sure. All right, let me flip the script for just a second here. And I see Biden now apparently is on board with a new climate plan. What he wants us to go completely green in 10 years. Is that what I heard? Or 12 years?
So 12 years is the world is going to end.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got to do it before that.
So we need to be green before that.
Yep.
You know, Biden is beholden to the radical environmentalists. You've got to understand climate change, which can only be addressed by radical anti-growth federal economic policy, is a religion on the left. You have got to appeal to that religion if you want to win the Democratic primary. There's a block of voters who say we must wreck the economy, save the planet, and if you don't agree, you cannot be the Democratic nominee.
How big is that block, though?
Joe Biden.
I don't feel like that block is that big. Do you?
I think it's getting bigger.
You do?
And, you know, it's being taught in schools. It's being taught in colleges. Anybody who stands up and rejects any part of it is being labeled a climate denier, and they're being silenced. So I think the bloc is growing, but it's a primary. And it's what is it, like a 25-way primary at this point? So every bloc you pick up is a net positive.
You're next. I can feel it. You're going to be the next one to declare that you're going to run for president. Real quick, did you play dodgeball as a kid?
Of course I did.
All right, well,
I won.
You can't anymore because it's bullying. Did you see this?
I did not see this.
Well, the game of dodgeball is more than just a popular playground activity, Tom. It's now a tool for bullies to, well, oppress and target students who are weaker than them. So this could be the end of dodgeball as we know it.
Yeah, we used to value athletic competition. We used to teach sportsmanship, you know, grace in losing, grace in winning. We used to teach camaraderie out of athletics, and now apparently it's a net evil. I just think that's wrong.
My wife, who's the least political person, barely watches the news in the world. If it's, you know, it's not HDTV, she's not watching it. When I saw this last night, she saw it. She was sitting next to me. She turns to me. She goes, "What the hell is wrong with the world? This is the story that we're talking about. This is what's going on. It's crazy." Anyway, listen, buddy, I always appreciate your time, and I thank you again. Heritage.org. You can go check that out. Tommy Binion. We chat with him usually once a week, and I thank you for your time. I'll talk to you next week, bud.
You bet. Thanks,
buddy. All right, pal. All right. You got it. The Tommy Binion Heritage Foundation. Go online, heritage.org, to find out more information. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everyone, it's Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is War Now. It is the USA Radio Network. And if you want to squeeze a call in, last night we had a million calls. We were talking about D-Day, though, so I get it. Tonight we're sort of all over the place. But if you want to call in, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Once again, my email address, leeelsieradio@gmail.com, or throw a message up on Facebook. We'll try to follow that as we go along throughout the course of the rest of the evening. Like I said, I have a whole bunch of stories, and I might as well take these opportunities to share some of them with you. So this kind of stuff always happens in Florida, right? And Florida seems to be the hotbed of craziness. So a Florida woman apparently tells police she was tired of living in Trump's country and stabbed herself 3 times in the stomach with a kitchen knife. So, I mean, that's not funny, but it is. And Smoking Gun came out and said they found a whole bunch of blood inside the apartment. When she was outside, the cops were like, what's wrong? So she lifted up her shirt and said, well, here's what's wrong. And I'm sick and tired of living in Trump's country. So she stabbed herself 3 times in the stomach. She was transported to Blake Medical Center, where apparently she is under trauma alert. So there are some folks out there who really, really are not down with Donald Trump. You know, it's safe to drink 25 cups of coffee a day. Now, that may sound a little out there, a little crazy, a little wacky, but no, it is, according to the most recent survey. Now, these surveys by doctors, right, or by these medical institutions, it seems like they give you something one day, then a month later it's completely different. So, I mean, if you want to take a shot and drink 25 cups of coffee a day, that's your business. I'm just sharing the information with you. But if you happen to drink 25 cups of coffee and you live to tell the tale about it, apparently there are a bunch of people out there who say it's okay, you can do it, it's not weird, it's not crazy, but you shouldn't have a massive heart attack or a stroke if, in fact, you drink 25 cups of coffee in one single day. I don't know, I think I drink like three. Costco is selling an engagement ring that costs $420,000. And somebody actually bought this thing. So, I'm sorry. I mean, $420,000, that's a lot of money. 10-carat diamond engagement ring. But at Costco? I mean, you got to tell the story the rest of the time you're married about, hey, that's a beautiful ring. Where'd you get it? Well, I got it, like, right in the aisle next to the chickens that are $4 a piece. So, at Costco. Costco right there. Costco. They're putting a Costco in near my house, by the way. Just a little personal information. Literally. I'm probably almost in the parking lot. That's how close the Costco is being built to where I live, and I'm not happy about that. The house where Tony and Carmela Soprano lived on the HBO is up for sale. If you've got an extra $3.4 million laying around, the 5,600-square-foot home has 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, 2 garages, a guest house, and, of course, a couple of dead bodies buried within the walls. So earlier this hour, I mentioned there was an interesting story that was, well, it was where a front, a bunch of gamblers, a bunch of bookmakers, had to put up a storefront. And instead of opening up a flower shop or a pizza joint or what have you, they decided that they would open up a place where you could rent VHS videos, like a Blockbuster, but just with the VHS videos. And we found out the name was KBV. That's Knee Buster Video. Knee Buster Video! Subsidiaries of Rochella and Almonte Waste Management. We rewind. Yeah, in the back there's cans of olive oil. They rewind without breaking legs. That's what they do. No VH tape is too big for us to rewind. You want to bet $100, $10,000, $100,000, we treat you the same at KBV Video. I don't know. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. I may be the only one who thinks it's funny, but, I mean, you're telling me a group of guys getting together, a bunch of Italian guys getting together, bookmakers can't figure out a better front than a VHS store to sell stuff. I don't know. All right, let me throw a couple more of these at you while we still have time. A woman in a restaurant line calls a guy fat. How many times has this happened to all of us? And so he decides to buy up all the fried chicken so she can't get any. There you go. So you call me fat, I buy all the food. What do you think of that? Someone won a $344 million jackpot by playing the numbers from a fortune cookie. That is pretty amazing. $344.6 million, the Powerball jackpot, and the numbers were from a fortune cookie. And let's see, one more here before we get to the break. So those of you out there who, you know, you make the conscious decision to brush your teeth, well, that's a good move. That's a solid move for many different reasons. One is, well, your teeth, your breath, and all that goes along with that. But apparently brushing your teeth could actually prevent Alzheimer's. In the latest study out of Norway, brushing your teeth and flossing twice a day may, in fact, prevent Alzheimer's. All right, so listen, here's the deal. My good pal, Dr. Anthony Alessi, he is brilliant. He's a neurologist. We'll chat with him about a whole number of different things coming up after the top of the hour. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the great USA Radio Network. The show is War Now.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.